We're beginning the fifth parak in Masechta Zvachim, Mishnah Aleph, which we're all very familiar with because it's part of Karbonos, Shachris, Ezim, and Koman Shel Zvachim. And the reason, as some explain, why this is a chapter that's learned every single morning is, first of all, because we did not have the Beis Hamikdash, by reciting and learning about all the different laws of various karbonos, it says, though you actually brought that offering. Furthermore, this is the only parak in the entire Shas that there is no machlokas. So it's always worthwhile to start the morning at least without a machlokas. So Ezmin Kom and Shel Zvachim. So when exactly, where are the various services done regarding various offerings, including the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, accepting the blood, as well as the sprinkling of the blood, eating, where exactly do all these things take place? So Kodesh Kadosh, when it comes to sacrifices which are on this higher level of sanctity, such as Achatas, and Ol, and Asham, Shalmit Tzibor, these various offerings, so when it comes to the Shechitasan, their slaughtering is Mesafon, is going to be in the north. So too when it comes to the bull as well as the he-goat, which is brought on Yom Kippur, learned out through various psukim, the shechita of these offerings are also to take place in the north. They have to have a special vessel, which is mekabel v'dam, after the shechita, and then also that procedure takes place in the north, northern part of the sanctuary. And there is three different times in which these sacrifices, that when you do the after the Kabbalah Saddam, that you have to do Hazoya, the sprinkling of the blood. One is Bein Habadim, which is between the two staves, which is referring to the Aron, which is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Parochas is the curtain, and the Mizbach Hazahav, and the also to sprinkle the blood on the golden altar. These three things are necessary. That even one giving or one sprinkling, if you would not do it, would hold it back from having completed this kapara. And when it comes to after you finish the procedure of sprinkling in these three places, if there is any blood that remains, then it should be brought and put on the base of the western Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach. However, if a person would not have done that, still, as long as everything up until that point was done properly, then one would have received a kapala.